First of all, I'd like to say that I was very pleased to see the participation that we had during this week and the enthusiasm of staff. I think we have staff here who are really energetic. A lot of quality has come from those deliberations. But I'd like to reemphasize a few points. I was starting by talking about embracing the challenge and embracing the change. If anything is certain, is that change is certain, and we cannot change anything unless we accept it. I'm not sure that we have seen this reality, but you must have realized that things have changed. All key business today are carried out by project and via projects. Projects define and fund the next step towards the goal of our strategy. Projects are designed, led, and executed by us. We are not just driven by donors, but we are driving the project based on feedback from users. This is what, who tell us what and how and really who wants to be our partners. So we are in the driver's seat. We need to embrace this. New projects need to be aligned with the flagship projects, with the CRPs, because this is the big tent. It was thought that it would be saving everything. We know that the money is not there, but at least it helped us to frame a partnership in a meaningful way to work not only with our partners in the region, with the NARS, but also among institutions. And I'm referring here with HIRI, with CIRAD, with GIRCAS, people who have been participating to this Science Week. You see all this project coming from the short-term goals, mini-goals, to bigger goals, bubbling, to bigger bubbles to have really the way to address the CRP. And this will require more intervention from everybody because the CRP is more than window one and window two. So we need to keep that in mind. So we are all involved. I would like to put here a slide where projects, organization becomes more complex. We tend to believe that projects are just my project on my topic in my program. Increasingly, we need to become interdisciplinary, work between breeder, agronomist, economics, M&E, people who may need to form a unit across programs for a time, with people necessarily sometimes leading a project in a unit across different programs for a time as a coordinator with a responsibility referring to a program leader, and to another program. So start being prepared to report to different people. And I don't see any problem with several bus managers and things like that, as long as we have strong leaders. And I also want to here insist on the strong need, the need to have strong leadership at program level, program leader. No. We need to have more focus on proactive management. We are just announced now that Paul's role is changing. We are establishing this concept of research planning and coordination with me. Grant management, I was very pleased with the presentation by Mazen. We need also to have better work plan. Don't make work plans with 23 objectives like Harold said. Remember, with all the vacation days and 52 weeks, in the year, you have only 200 effective days. If you take all your traveling all around, it becomes very challenging to have a scientific output with this kind of constraints. So be careful. You need to be project-oriented with a clear output, outcomes, and having impact with the resource you have. And in fact, as you can see, the trick to project management is balancing three constraints. And the constraints are time, cost, scope for having the best quality. You need to have this, well, in spite of all the meddling of upper management. This is the challenge. Well, management is there. There's no other way around. But today I've seen reaction on the budgeting, for example, on the CRP. Well, if you have less resource, you need to cost, you cut your scope. And you try to be still balanced. This is the challenge. And as long as you don't increase your project portfolio, this is going to be the rule. No, we need to put a virtuous cycle here. With some projects at the beginning, on merit basis, and responding to calls based on science, slowly we can improve the portfolio and start to attract the attention because of our good results, because good results attract more attention from investors. And I believe that we can do that. No, the criteria for evaluation need also to be stringent. We need to have key performance indicator for evaluation at the end of the year, not being too complacent, saying, well, things are okay. Things are okay to some extent. We are okay. Let's not be scared. But let's be prepared to react, because it's true innovation, and the way we are going to change that, we are going to really thrive. Transition is still in process. We're trying to come together. That was the purpose of the format of this Science Week. We are learning this institution much better. It was very interesting to know that it's the first time that we put on the table our problems in terms of finance and CRP, and there was a lot of good comments and reaction. Change is not comfortable. It's not comfortable. Lots is still to be done, and we have a long list. And we need to have a commitment to deliver against requirements and needs. There is an urgency to deliver, but with certainty and quality. And when I saw the list of publications that we just reported to ERIE in terms of the GRISP, well, there is very good work going on here. And I heard also from people here that, indeed, we have very good people in Africa Rice, and I believe so. So, if we have the team spirit, and we hang there, we are patient, and trying to be helpful to each other, I think we can really reach this goals and the challenge. What we don't want is this. Rowing in that way, we'll go nowhere. We need to row together in the same direction. And with this, thank you very much for the excellent Science Week.